IoT devices are becoming a favorite target for hackers, not least because the security around them has often been incredibly shoddy. IoT devices are frequently shipped from the manufacturer with a default password, a practice soon to be illegal in California, a rare case of regulatory legislation in California that I am totally on board with. And of course, they have often been deployed that way. That's easily corrected. But don't think because it's trivial, it will get done, or even that it will be easy. Sure, setting passwords on devices isn't hard, but managing the process and doing it are probably things your organization is totally not built for. I know that was the case for us. It's not a hard problem, but just because of that, it's easy to overlook. And of course, the existence of device management and custom OSs create rich opportunities for hackers. Just in the last week, a team of security researchers divulged 11 major vulnerabilities in VxWorks, a very popular IoT OS. So, yeah. And even harder to manage is the fact that IoT devices can be directly accessed in the field. Locking down a device when someone can literally plug into it or grab it and take it apart is very challenging. As with passwords, a lot of standard practice here is incredibly poor, with devices frequently leaving easy root access for debugging purposes to anyone who plugs into the device. That's not kosher. You have to lock down access to the device in the field and make it hard for folks. Since most IoT devices aren't collecting any kind of financial or personal data, the goal is just to make access too hard to be worth the effort. That's not really all that hard to do, but it does take a thoughtful process. Security at every level of IT is a pain, but the costs of ignoring it are severe, and the world of IoT is most definitely not an exception.